Hey everyone, today is your day to go backstage. We're going live to pray the rosary at 6 p.m. Central Time. Just turn your notifications on our app, Daily Rosary Meditations. Do you remember when Jesus and his apostles are in the boat and a great storm begins to rage? Jesus is sleeping in the hold, and he seems to be totally oblivious. And Peter runs to him, and he asks him for help. Well, no, actually, that's not what Peter does. What Peter does is express the deep fear that is at the root of all our distrust of God. He cries out, "Lord, do you not care that we are perishing?" There it is. The anxiety that's deep in each one of us. The fear that actually, at the end of the day, God doesn't care. There are things that we care so deeply about. Things that we want with all our heart. Things that we're terrified of losing, and we're fighting the storm, frantically trying to acquire things or preserve those things which are so important to us. And it seems that God doesn't care. And if God doesn't care, how can you trust him to come through for you when you really need him to? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus promised us that if we ask, it will be given us. He said, "Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." But that doesn't seem to happen in practice, does it? You can ask God for all sorts of stuff, financial help, marital help, physical healing, and you won't get it. St. James knew this was true. Listen to what he wrote to the early Christians. "Where do the wars and where do the conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions that make war within your members? You covet but do not possess. You kill and envy, but you cannot obtain. You fight and wage war, You do not possess because you do not ask. You ask, but you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. Then James goes on to say, Do you not know that to be a lover of the world means enmity with God? What does all that mean? It means that very often we and God care about very different things. We want to have things of this world. God wants us to have, well, God. And so, of course, he often doesn't answer our prayers for worldly goods when they get in the way of receiving him. But then we feel distrustful of God and we say, Lord, you don't care. And we know deep down that God's answer is, No, I don't really care very much about that, and neither should you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus was constantly trying to get his listeners to care about different things. When the Samaritan woman came to the well to fill her jar with water, Jesus said, You should ask me for living water, which will quench your thirst forever. And when the crowds followed Jesus so that he could fill their bellies with bread, he said to them, Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life. And he said, Do not set your hearts on the things of earth, but seek rather God. Seek union with God above all. He didn't come to give us the things we think we want. He came to give us the things that will actually make us happy. And until we want the one thing that he wishes to give us, we are going to be working at cross purposes with God himself. We'll say, Fine, Lord, if you won't help me, then I'll just have to get what I want by myself. And then we begin to walk down the lonely disappointing road of worldly attachments. And that's a road that simply takes us deeper and deeper into addiction, fear, anxiety, and if it gets bad enough, it's the road to hell. But all we ever have to do is just surrender. Jesus, I am powerless over this. Jesus, I surrender to you. You do it for me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Trust in God, and the eternal happiness it brings depends on trying to get our desires, our priorities, in line with the Lord's. So whenever there's something we want, we should imagine Christ reminding us to shoot higher. If we say, Lord, please help me to get this job, we should hear Christ saying, seek rather the will of my Father. And if we say, Lord, please take away this pain, we should hear Christ saying, if anyone would be my disciple, he must take up his cross and follow me. And if we say, please, Lord, make this project I'm working on a success, we should hear Christ saying, for the one who is the least among all of you is the one who is the greatest. And if we say, Jesus, my life is going off the rails financially, we should hear Christ saying, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Christ may help us get a job, or give us physical healing, or grant us success or financial stability. He did, after all, calm the storm when Peter woke him. But we will never be able to trust God and pray to him with peace and confidence unless we ultimately desire the things Jesus ultimately desires to give us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
God does care, but what he cares about is our happiness. And we care way too much about things that won't make us happy, or at least not completely happy. We want good things of this world, but the problem is we want them more than God. Things like achievements, so that we have a greater personal value and identity, or we want relationships. We want good health. These are all good things. But since we want these more than God, they become an obstacle to the source of true and lasting happiness, transforming union with Him. Now, God isn't jealous, but He knows that only He can truly satisfy us. And if we have perfect union with Him, we get all good things as well, the hundredfold that He spoke of. With Him, we get the greatest identity of being sons and daughters of God. We get all the relationships in heaven, and we get perfect health forever in the resurrection. But here's the catch. To purify us of our disordered attachments to the good things of this world, and to increase our capacity to receive God's life, He must allow us to suffer the loss of earthly good things. That is why it seems as if God doesn't care about what we care about. So what do? Ask God to give you a greater desire for Him. And then, when we experience the fear or anxiety of loss, remember this. God is my Father, and He is almighty, and nothing can happen that is beyond His control. And with God as my Father, no matter what happens, it will be the best. So surrender to Him and go forth fearlessly with trust, because that is what will lead you to perfect happiness. And remember, with God as your Father, you are safe. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What were you reflecting on with this meditation, Teresa?
I thought this was such a good meditation. I think this gets right down to the core of the thing that always gets to me, because I'm a bit of a control freak when it comes to the future in my life. And whenever I'm between like a rock and a hard place with what I want to do and what's actually happening in my life, I want to brute force it, where I'm like, all right, God, if you don't cooperate with me, I will get it done. I just need to try harder. And not, I need to reevaluate what I actually want out of this. Like, it's good to want a good end for a project you're working on. But like you said in the meditation, it's not that we have to be praying, I hope this is really successful. Because what do we want out of that? Do we want the recognition? Do we want the fame? Do we want the money? Or do we want to do something good for the right reason?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it seems to me that this is a meditation on purifying intention again. Or aligning that with God's intent. Because we can't fathom how much better, we're so small-minded in our aspirations. And we can't fathom how much better His plan is for us. I don't know if you've ever seen a movie or read a book and you're just astounded by the character arcs or how incredible the characters are in the end, and you realize how brilliant the author is, versus when you watch something and small minds just kind of create small people where you're like, this character is both flat but also they go nowhere, nothing incredible happens. God has this incredible, incredible plan, and we're so small-minded about what we're capable of and what we want.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, I've been thinking about this theme for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it just boils down to that I've identified three things in my life that I want more, honestly, than I want God.
Yeah.
And I live in this constant fear that I'm going to lose those three things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't trust him.
I think I have this sacrificial lamb kind of mindset about anything that I enjoy or that I like will be taken away from me on a religious, which I think is how a lot of people see Catholics in general, that kind of self-sacrificial. Yeah. If I like it, God doesn't, and he'll take it away.
Yeah.
And that's not at all how it works.
Yeah.
But we do need to take the approach of, that'd be such a good examination of conscience. What do I want more than God right now? Because there is something.
Yeah.
And it's getting in the way.
And again, it's not that God just wants to strip us.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much like, and we've all seen this a thousand times, where the two-year-old will spy the scissors on the table.
Yeah.
And grab it. And you're across the room and you're like, put the sharp object down.
Yeah.
And they take and start running.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, I'll give you something so much better.
Not only will it be better than the thing you have, the thing you have is terrible. And you have no real reason to want it.
And now the scissors is dangerous. And the things that I want, my idols, the things that I want more than God are actually good things.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's the problem. I want them actually more than God.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said so well, if he won't give them to us, then we'll just take it into our own hands and we're going to find some way to do it. And then what I find is that's precisely when I start to destroy myself.
Absolutely. It's like you're on a boat with someone. And you see a mirage out in the distance. And you're like, I gotta get there. Will you take me there? All right, drive the boat over there. I see an island. I swear it's full of treasure. And they're like, you're insane. And you're like, if you won't take me there, I will swim. And you jump out of the boat. And you're doggy paddling towards nothing. And they're just like, get in the boat. What are you doing? And you're like, I'll take myself there. And they're like, there's nowhere to get.
I'll take myself there because you don't care.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, you don't care about my stupid delusion enough.
I can't tell you, you know, Teresa, because you grew up with me, that I, how often I just almost did ruin mm-hmm. myself by pursuing things that in the end, it didn't satisfy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the first time in my life, I'm starting to ask God, Lord, what would please you?
Yeah.
Instead of just going to him in prayer saying, I really need you to do this, mm-hmm. or you really got to work this out, or you got to make this happen.
Yeah.
Lord, what would please you?
Mm-hmm. I don't mean it in like a predestination way, but truly thinking of, what do you want for me?
Yeah.
Because taking that path is just going to be so much greater than I could ever imagine.
Yeah.
Or his aspirations for me are so unthinkable, so limitless, that when I think about focusing on that, trying to become the person God would want me to be, not would want, but does want me to be, that's such a broad horizon in comparison to what I want for myself.
Maybe at the end, if we could always keep coming back to this solid ground of, whenever I'm experiencing fear, anxiety, pain, loss,
mm-hmm.
to remember that God is my Father. He is almighty. He's in total control of everything. And no matter what happens, he's working this for my best. All I have to do is trust him. I'm safe. And then maybe ask the question, actually, Lord, what did you want?
It's like when you're trying really hard to make your spouse have the perfect day ever, and you're doing all these things, and you're dragging them from place to place, and at the end of the night, they seem kind of upset, and you go, wait, what did you want to do? Yeah. Oh, you really wanted to stay in tonight. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the story of our lives. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.